So let's get going on just kind of generally, what are the challenges right now that are being faced by multi-state employers? Of course, the obvious, complying with state and local laws that are different from federal laws and different from each other. Also, trying to maintain consistency in the way employees are treated from location to location. That might be a slightly less obvious issue that arises. But if you're if you don't have one uniform policy for everybody, it can be challenging to make sure your employees are each at each location are feeling that they're being treated fairly and that the people who are in charge there are following the rules and policies as they are supposed to be. Also, their variation in benefits. That can be extremely difficult to enforce. It's a real administrative headache. And thus, all can result in a difference in company culture from location to location. And I think that what you end up seeing, this pop-up in charges that are filed, you may have one office where everybody's really happy, but then you have another office, the benefits are different, the management's different, and they know what's going on in another office. It creates internal conflict. And then, of course, record keeping goes along with this. What records are you required to keep? What notices are you required to give? This is all just kind of a headache, really, for employers and especially those in HR. So these are the state and local law trends I want to cover today. Paid sick leave, that's a big one. Ban the box, it's been around for a while, but I still think it's worth covering. Salary history bans, that one's expanding. And can be tricky. Marijuana laws, that's always something of interest, and harassment training. There's some others that I'll briefly touch on at the very end, if I have time, just so they are to make sure they're on your radar. So let's start with the paid sick leave. So what do paid sick leave laws generally prescribe? So usually these laws include a definition of the covered employers and the covered employees. Sometimes this can be based on how many employees an employer has, perhaps 50 employees being a minimum. As far as employees, some of the laws only cover non-exempt employees. Some laws cover all employees. Some of these laws require the employees to work a minimum number of hours to be eligible for the paid sick leave or a minimum number of days. The amount of leave that can be accrued and the rate it's accrued, whether there's a cap on that. For instance, Washington State has no accrual cap, but many other states do. Timing, when can they start earning and using the leave? Is there a wait period or do they get to begin earning or using it immediately. And reasons for the leave. In most cases, this protection that's provided by paid sick leave laws extends beyond illness and injury. It's going to cover domestic violence and sexual assault pretty much across the board. And then there's more. Carryover amounts. Can you carry over anything to the next year? Or do you lose it all if you don't use it? What is the rate of pay for leave hours taken? Do you get the regular rate, or does it include any overtime? The confirmation of reasons for the use of leave. What kind of documentation can you seek, and when can you seek it? Is there a payout at termination? For the most part, I will tell you that I think most of these laws do not require a payout, but there's an ordinance in SeaTac, which requires you to pay out at the end of every year, even if the employee remains employed. And this contradicts, to some extent, Washington's law and can create a real challenge because Washington has a cap on what can be carried over, but then you've got to pay out anything above that cap if you're in SeaTac. It's a mess. I had a client have to deal with this, and I was just kind of swimming. And I want to add that one of the challenges with all of these laws, especially paid sick leave, I would say is probably the worst one, they're new, and they haven't been tested. And if you can't find the guidance you need, you either have to guess or you can call and try to get help. And I'm sure you know that's really efficient and effective, and they're quick to respond. And usually when they do, they say, well, look at the law, look at what it says, and do that. That can be really, really difficult if you can't find the answers. And then last, most of these laws include requirements on notice. What kind of notice? Is it in a handbook? Is it in a posting? Is it both? Is it an individual notice? And then, of course, record keeping, what kind of records you're going to have to keep on the leave. So these are the states with paid sick leave laws currently: Arizona, California, Connecticut, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, and then, of course, you have the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. You know, it's not a surprise, but California really is what is the state that got this trend going, as they often are. These are the jurisdictions with paid sick leave laws. I will not go through these, but you can see there's a number of them, including three now in Texas. Of course, we know about Austin. That's been in place for a while. However, it stayed pending appeal. San Antonio, that one went into effect January 1st of this year, but it is not enforced until August 1st. And then Dallas just passed an ordinance for paid sick leave. It is effective August 1st. It was interesting because the mayor of Dallas, Mike Rawlings, voted against it. And the reason he gave is he said it's basically pointless because either the legislature is going to get rid of it, or it's going to be challenged by the courts and in the courts, and it's going to be hung up for a really long time. So he felt that it was something that should be put on the back burner until, I guess, we kind of know what the lay of the land looks like. Nonetheless, it did pass, and as I mentioned, this we do anticipate, though it may not happen, but we're anticipating that the Texas legislature is going to pass a bill that prohibits cities from adopting paid sick leave ordinances. We have until May 27th to see if that happens. We also do anticipate court challenges of these ordinances.